All right, nice to have you back here on this Saturday night in what is turning out to be a very interesting homestand here for the Giants. 10-game homestand. We're six into it. Giants take two of three from Cleveland and now have finally won a game against the Padres. Another extra inning affair today, 12 innings last night, 11 innings last night. And who knows what tomorrow will bring with Ty Block on the hill against Lamet, who's a pretty good pitcher for the Padres. But this one really was an interesting game and a beautiful afternoon at AT&T Park. And the Giants got great, great bullpen work today from a number of pitchers today. And they picked up Matt Moore and did the job as the Giant bullpen here goes six innings of one-hit ball. No runs, of course, given up. A walk and six strikeouts. An absolutely terrific baseball today. And the Giants get the walk-off from Nick Hundley as Tomlinson scores the run today in that the last inning. And Brandon Belt starts it off a little bit and with a base hit, and Tomlinson tries to move him over in a fielder's choice, and he doesn't get him over. But then the wild pitch gets Tomlinson the second. Hunter Pence hits a fly ball to right, and then Nick Hundley hits the double, and then the fun began for the San Francisco Giants as they beat the Padres today 5-4. But an interesting day today in San Francisco baseball. A lot of things happened today, and of course the major one is the return of Pablo Sandoval, and we haven't had a chance to talk about it on the show. So the first question I've got for everyone tonight, Pablo Sandoval, good or bad that he has come back? And Pat and I talked about this morning. In baseball, can you come home? Is baseball one of those forgiving sports where you can leave a team, say things, and then you come back, and as long as you can play and have some pleasant memories, you can come back in? I got a chance to see Pablo Sandoval this morning when I was walking in to the ballpark at 8 o'clock, and I had a big smile on his face. He couldn't have been happier. He looked great, I will tell you that. And as Carmen says, we took one of those selfies together. And so we did that and got it out on Twitter, and it was a lot of fun. So really a big day, I think, for the Giants and for this crazy season that has gone back and forth. But this week of baseball, I think they played very good baseball. I think a lot of good things have happened this week. So Carmen is with us, a producer from this morning. And, of course, FP Jr. is with us again. Nice to have him here. And our special guest tonight, she's back again. I can't believe it. She came back again. It's wonderful. We love having her here.
I can't believe that you want me back.
We love you. Lexi Pence. Lexi Pence is here.
So thank you for having me.
Significant other, spouse, and wonderful person related somehow to Hunter Pence.
Roommates.
That's what we called you, roommates, last week. So I'll ask you guys, first of all, Sandoval coming back, and 808 KMBR will take the calls and we'll talk to everybody about it. But it is an issue. He's going down to San Jose tonight. It is Christmas in July. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter tonight, but the uniform looks like a Christmas sweater, you know, with the reindeer and all that stuff on. This is his first night back. He's got to wear that tonight in San Jose. But he'll be playing in San Jose, so get opinions on that. Carmen, you could start it.
Well, I'm glad he has to wear a weird uniform because he has to pay the piper a little bit for what he did when he left. But, like you were talking about, I think it's possible to come back and have an okay reunion, you know, even though he did some things. You know, I think the reason that I'm not crazy about the move is because when I'm looking at what the Giants are doing and how they kind of see their future, I feel like this is kind of a step backwards, at least as a lateral step. You know, it doesn't feel like moving forward to me in any way. I understand the politics of why they're doing it, but it just feels a little off. And I honestly kind of wish we were watching rookies play and do all that stuff rather than talking about Sandoval coming back. So to that extent, I'm not crazy about it, but you know, like I said, there's minimal risk, you know, and a bigger upside than there is anything else.
What are the politics behind it?
I mean, I think they want to kind of smooth things over, the Giants and Pablo, to kind of maybe use him in the future for, you know, any events that they have where they bring back the 2010, 12, 14 teams, you know, just make sure that there's kind of open lines of communication between them because it didn't end very well. So I think it's in everybody's best interest politically to smooth it over.
Well, my feeling is this, and we'll get FP and Lexi's thought on it. And Lexi, you know Pablo pretty well. In fact, when he left, he said, the only two people I like are Hunter Pence and Bochy. So that we get your thoughts about that.
So it's like
that.
Practically me.
Yeah. He didn't mention you about liking you, but But, you know, my thought is this. Third base has been is somewhat of an issue for the Giants ever since Matt Duffy left. Nunez is here, but he's going to be a free agent. And if you listen to anyone who's connected with baseball, they say Nunez is going to be traded probably in the next few days or so. So it creates an opening at third base. Arroyo is out in Sacramento. He's got the hand injury. He's got the screw or pin that was put in his hand. Ryder Jones is playing again, but he was sort of overmatched here. They got a good look at Wong up here for, you know, 35, 40 at-bats, whatever that was. So they really don't have anybody right now to say, you're my third baseman. And honestly, you know, when you think back to Sandoval, you think back to some pleasant times when he was here. Now, what he did in Boston, I know Patrick was very vocal about it today, of not playing well with Boston, coming in out of shape and not really giving his full effort. I could see why people would be upset there. But here, I mean, everything is you remember about him, he was a handful to take care of, and the coaches had to deal with him, and there were some off-field issues and all that. But really, when he played, I mean, you don't win 2014 without him against his big at-bats against Kansas City in that game when they came back, when he got hits right-handed against, I think it was Finnegan. They brought in the left-handed pitcher to get him. So if he has anything left, why not? Why not take a look at him? I'm surprised that they went out and did it, but now that they have done it, I say let him play in the minor leagues a little bit. But I think the real question will be is when he comes up to the big leagues and what he's got. So, Lexi, I'll go with you first. You know, and of
I like
course,
how you said that. Just let him eat cake.
let him do what he wants.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. If he brings wins, who cares? You know, as long as we start winning, that's all that matters. I like Pablo. I thought he brought a certain energy that we need. We'll see. So, like I said, if he brings wins, let's do it.
Yeah. FP, where are you? This is FP Jr. now. He's going to sound like the fighting hydrant. This is the cooler hydrant. Okay.
Oh, I really wish I don't. But okay. I'll give you kind of a different perspective, Marty, more of the human perspective that a lot of people don't understand with the player. I think this is bigger for Pablo Sandoval, the human being, than Pablo Sandoval, the player. He went to the Boston Red Sox and got crushed by the media there. Was under scrutiny here for taking that deal and leaving the San Francisco Giants. And now he has an opportunity to finish his career here where it started in San Francisco and has the opportunity to right some wrongs. So I think he's going to work really hard, and I think it's going to be great closure for his career. And I mean, you go to a big market like Boston and you do nothing there, I mean, they're going to let you have it. So I think Pablo Sandoval is going to come back to San Francisco. He's going to realize what he has to do, and he's going to work hard and play hard.
There was an apology, right?
Yeah,
there was an apology. I don't know that I felt it was.
Well, it was all right. I mean, probably written by the PR department, and Lexi will find out more than we will about, you know, speaking to his teammates, and I'm sure he addressed them to some respect of coming back and with Bochy as well. But, you know, I'll throw this question out, you know, and I say this is why I think about it. If he is here, I would think about it, in my opinion, I'll take calls on it, 808-KMBR, in a positive sense, because you don't have the win against Washington. You know, in the ninth inning, he gets the double, you know, that ties the game up, you know, against Storen, you know, in the ninth inning. You know, that game doesn't happen with Belt hitting the home run in the 18th inning. You have his three homers against Verlander. So when he left here, it was, you know, there was a void, you know, and now the job was given to Duffy, and Duffy, you know, did not have a good start. When he came back for that season, didn't have a good start. He came up, of course, late, but then got hurt. So I think when I think about Sandoval, I don't think of him in a negative way. That's my point.
I personally think, you know, he wants, you know, what FP said, he wants to come back and wants to have closure. And I totally understand that. And, you know, I sympathize with him to a certain extent because I think he was young. He said some things in haste, and that certainly maybe wasn't how he felt, but that's what he said, and he was given opportunities to kind of renege on it, and he didn't. So I've been hearing a lot of people from the media saying, hey, I don't understand why fans are so upset. Like, I personally do understand why fans are upset. So while I understand and sympathize with Pablo Sandoval to some degree, I also sympathize with the fan base who basically loved him, you know, despite a lot of his flaws that he brought to the team. He obviously had a lot of good stuff going on, too, but he was a flawed human being. The fans embraced him, and when he left, he kind of dropped the mic and said, you know, bye, guys. I'm not sorry. I don't want to be here, and see you later. He didn't sound very, you know, he didn't sound like somebody who wanted to ever come back. So
no, he wasn't remorseful.
He wasn't remorseful. Either. And I feel like I understand why the fans are upset. I think it's fine.
And I think he wasn't remorseful because so many people were on him about his weight in the organization. And I think there's a lot of people talking about that. So when he had the opportunity to have a mic in front of him or have some media in front of him, he let the people in the front office have it. And people, maybe his teammates even, that were, I don't know, you can say fat shaming, whatever it is, but were giving him crap about his weight.
So I'm totally okay with his weight.
Yeah, I don't care either.
Like,
he can,
I don't think that's, if he can't perform, that's one thing. But like his weight, like he's probably one of the only men I know that can, like, he's done like splits. He's done like some crazy athletic stuff that I'm like, let Pablo like do what he wants.
But in 2010,
you got to play.
He was overweight and not performing. I don't know if they were correlated. You can't for sure say that. But can we just call spade a spade? Like, you have to be somewhat in shape as an athlete, right? As a human being, like, you know, doctors are always like, you need to make sure you're within a healthy weight range. Like, I don't need him to be like, who's somebody super fit? I don't know, Hunter Pence. But,
oh gosh,
you know, I need him to be able to perform things, not be winded, you know what I mean? Willing to show that he's willing to put in the extra mile, you know, to stay healthy. And that's all I need. I need the baseline of health. And
let's send him back a welcome back cake.
Hey, I think he's learned. I think he's in good shape. I think he learned. And I think there are pleasant memories. So the question I'll throw out to everybody, can you go home again in baseball? Is baseball one of those sports that forgives and forgets and allows you to go home? Let's go to Robbie down in San Jose, 808 KMBR. Go ahead, Robbie. Let's start it off for us.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say that I'm here over in Santa Fe Giants watching the Pablo Sandoval welcome thing on Christmas July.
Is he wearing that uniform tonight? Is he out there?
Yeah, I just saw him walk in. He's getting it on.
All right, Robbie. Make sure you let us know.
I'm here with Randy Wynn, too, so I just wanted to let you guys know. And also, I wanted to let everyone know that I followed the game today, standing in line waiting for Pablo to get here.
All right, how's the crowd down there?
Oh, packed.
All right, very good. All right,
thanks. You want me to give you a report later on your Facebook page?
Absolutely. Well, we'll check it out later. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll send you an email.
All right, thanks, Rob. Thank you.
All right, take care. All right,
let's go to the Scarecrow. Scarecrow, you're on KMBR 680, 808 KMBR. Go ahead.
I realize the Giants are in an unenviable position of having to give away blue chips for red chips and white chips. And for all intents and purposes, he's a freebie. I get all that. It looks very much as if Bobby Evans just put up the white flag, and it's like watching a band on a reunion tour. I mean, I watched Adam Lambert play with Queen. Unfortunately, when you looked at Brian May, he's gray, and he looks like he ought to be standing there with a cane. I don't know what's going to happen. But, I mean, if they're going to bring back the old band, I mean, Sergio Romo is available.
Well, you know, Sandoval, let's face it, he hasn't performed very well for a couple of years, but he's had injuries. Romo is a pitcher. The arm is not there. You know, he can't get the ball over the plate the way he wants. The slider is in there. But this guy, you know, he had a comfort zone here, and he can still hit, I imagine. And if he can't, if there's something about him that he can't hit anymore, then it'll be seen right away. But what's the downside in giving him a shot?
I just say it looks like they put up the white flag. And to be real honest with you, it puts a lot of pressure on Bobby Evans, because if that's the only move that they make, somebody is going to get roasted. And if Pablo has any of his other antics, the press is not going to be nearly as forgiving as they used to be.
All right.
And turn out into one gigantic sideshow that this Giant team really doesn't need.
All right. Well, let's see, Scarecrow. You always have your opinions. We'll see how that works out. I appreciate it. All right. There goes the Scarecrow. He's gone. Now, he referred to a band. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah. And you know what? Reunion bands, tours happen all the time. Backstreet Boys. Maybe one day we'll have NSYNC. Boys to Men are performing in Vegas right now. You know, who knows? I'm willing to give them a chance. I can forgive and forget.
Yeah, baseball, I think, is one of those sports. Leaves and comes back. It's kind of, I think it's kind of the romance of baseball a little bit.
Yeah, but I do agree with Carmen. It will take a little bit of time to almost build trust with Pablo again.
How do you think the fans are going to respond? Now, of course, people call in 808-KMBR. We're going to get everybody on about what they think about Sandoval. But he's coming up. I mean, he's going to show enough in the minor leagues. And I mean, I don't think he's going to, unless he gets hurt or something like that. What do you think the reception is going to be when he comes up?
I think it's going to be kind of mixed. I think he's going to have those Pablo Sandoval supporters, the Panda followers, that are going to follow him all the way up to the big leagues again and going to cheer him on. And then I think there's going to be some hurt people, too, that, you know, he went after the front office. And in that way, it was kind of going after the fans, too. Like, forget you guys. I'm going to the East Coast, big market. But, I mean, truthfully, he was just trying to provide for his family, get the best contract money possible. But that's a whole nother story, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think it's going to be mixed, though.
All right, let's go to Zach in Roseville. Zach, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, very good. Nice to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. One thing about Pablo and his weight, a lot of people give him flack about being overweight, and I know that was a big point in kind of the media, how they expanded that once he moved over to Boston. I think as a Giants fan, the biggest thing about Pablo and his weight for me wasn't that he was overweight. It was more and that he wasn't performing because, like you said, I mean, he's a gold glove caliber third baseman. At least he was back in 2014. I think it was more so if he lost the weight, would it even improve his performance?
Ooh,
yeah, I think that you nailed it there, because honestly, that's what frustrated me about Pablo the whole time, because he's such a tremendous natural talent. He just has it. Like, whether you like him or not, you have to admit that he is naturally gifted. And when I see somebody not try to harness that into something better, it's frustrating. And, you know, I think the same thing goes with, you know, when Yasiel Puig first came up, he was a tremendous natural talent. But he would go do silly things, like get into, I think he was like, you know, driving around, being late to things and just kind of disrespecting the game in that way. And I think that was frustrating for a lot of fans. So I totally understand that and what you're trying to say.
But what if he loses weight and he's not good anymore?
Well he has lost weight. I think he looks
great. What if he can't
perform
tonight? Guys!
Yeah. You know, it's the old champ.
I will drive down there personally with In-N-Out.
All right. Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks, Zach.
Hey, you bet. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Hey, all right. Everybody gets on 808-KMBR. You can see we're going to have some fun tonight. Some of the other questions we've got. First of all, Lexi, the other night before we go, you had quite a Thursday night at the ballpark a couple of nights ago.
I got to.
You're in some sort of outfit.
I was. I was in a Mother of Dragons, Daenerys Stormborn. What is it? Breaker of Chains, Mother of Dragons, Khaleesi.
You got them all.
Yeah, I think she has a million more. But it was Game of Thrones night at the ballpark, and I went dressed as Khaleesi, and I also got to do the play ball, which has always been a dream of mine. Ever since I started dating Hunter, I told him I always want to do the play ball, and so in all my YouTube videos, we have me and Hunter like practicing how I would do it, and I finally got the chance to do it.
Very good. Exciting.
Granted, I was in a Khaleesi outfit, but whatever. I'll take what I can get.
It was memorable.
And the dragon, you had the dragon, right?
Yeah, I had a stuffed dragon around me. And
all right.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
How did you put all that together?
I mean, it's pretty easy. Amazon pretty much provided everything for me.
Oh,
so
good.
Amazon right. primed it.
I can dress you up as Jon Snow or something for Khal Drogo. Halloween if you're interested.
Khal Drogo, 100%.
Is that bad?
Oh, God.
Is that good
or
bad?
No, he's great. He's the best one.
All right.
You would make a great Khaleesi, though.
Yeah.
You should be that for Halloween.
Who's that, beer can?
Yes.
All right. Very good. All right. Everybody gets on. We'll have fun tonight. This is Giants 1. It was a good game, 5-4, an excellent baseball game. Albert Suarez is back, and I agree with John and Mike and the guys who did the show. I like this guy. He's like a Yusmeiro Petit, and they overworked him a little bit a couple of years ago, and then he got tired, and you saw the arm didn't have the speed anymore. But, boy, he's a guy, The first day he walked into the big leagues, it looked like he could pitch. And he certainly did today, gave the Giants a couple of good innings. So I like that as well. But time now to identify today's great grab of the week. Sponsored by Coors Light, the bigger the mountain, the better the reward, whatever your mountain climb on. And in honor, and we're not doing this just because Lexi is here. This was a tremendous catch by Hunter Pence in the Cleveland series. And Josh went and got this one. I agree. The board of judges here came up with it. So, Hunter Pence, you are our great grab of the week, and here it goes.
1-0 pitch, a curve is blooped towards shallow right. Here comes Pence on the move. He'll dive, and he makes the catch. Hunter Pence, nice play. Off the bat, I thought that was going to be a hit. Pence was playing deep and off the line. He had a long way to go, but he got there, one out.
And that is our great grab of the week. Lexi, Hunter, you see him play that out. He's got a lot of territory to cover in that right field, doesn't he? And when you see him starting to move and the arms and the legs and everything going, what do you think?
I just think he's so fast. He's so, even when I see him run the bases, how fast he gets from first, if he's on first to third, I'm like, he is so fast. But getting him out the door when we have somewhere to go, he's so slow. I don't understand it. But, yeah, that's what I think. I just think, wow, he's so fast.
All right. Well, it was a great grab. I'll tell you something. Honestly, he covers a tremendous amount of ground.
Yeah.
In that right field. Because you got to play off the line. And he had one last, I think it was last night, sort of had a catch, like a Willie Mays catch.
Basket, yeah.
Yeah, basket catch when he was going over the foul line there. That was.
You had one today?
That was a good one.
Yeah, he had a good one today, too.
All right. That is our great grab of the week, sponsored by Coors Light. The bigger the mountain, the better the reward, whatever your mountain climb on. Go ahead, Carmen.
No, I was going to say climb on.
Well, climb on. All right. I thought you'd give me a sign here. All right. Josh doing a great job. Raph is here. FP Jr., Lexi, Carmen, myself, Beer Can, and we are ready. Take our first break.
Full
Everybody
house.
Gets on. Don't worry. And Lexi, you're doing some sort of thing there with the phone. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm Twitch streaming right now on twitch.tv/Let's Get Lexi. So if people want to actually visually see what we're doing here, they can tune in there.
Very good. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.